Lamentations 3, 22 through 24. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. I think we've been kind of talking about that in the prayer request and stuff. There's a lot of things that go on in our lives that we kind of give up. And want to doubt, but we can't do that. Okay, just a second. Isaiah 43, 19. Okay. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He's always doing something for us. Okay. And I'll take what we're doing this in a minute. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord. I want to sing this verse because it's a song too. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to you. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Okay, last one. 2 Timothy 1, 7. Okay, glasses, come on. Here we go. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Let me read that one more time. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. The whole thing, you know, at New Year's time, like, oh, make your resolutions. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to join the gym. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, our only one resolution should be getting closer to God, doing what God wants me to do, learning more and more, let him teach me. We are a very anxious society now. Every day you hear killings, you hear bad things happening, you want relationships to work, sometimes they don't. You want relationships with your kids to work. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes people you love let you down. You get discouraged at how some people act. You get jealous. You get fearful. But God has given us power and self-control. And I say self-control is a struggle sometimes for me. And it's not anybody's fault, but when we grew up, we always had family time at the table, dinner table. You sit down at the table, no television. Luckily, we didn't have phones, but hanging on the wall. My father worked 8 to 5, and then he had a mechanic's job that he worked from, I think it was 5:30 to 9:30. Just to try to make ends meet. And so mother would make us stay dressed. We couldn't be in our pajamas, and we would wait on dad to eat at the table. Now, don't get me wrong, I like to eat at late time, but I need a little snack in there sometimes. But, what was this? Oh, about the eating. I enjoy eating. I like it. I like the taste of it. I enjoy different things. I enjoy happy times with eating. I mean, just for example, when Pastor David died, what's the first thing people do is bring food over so you don't have to worry. I was excited. I mean, we got Honey Baked Ham. I went, Prince, what's wrong with you? But when there's an emptiness of me, I want to fill it with the Holy Spirit. But I like to eat. I don't mean to overeat, and this is not the meat hour. I just want to know that I have power and I have self-control. I don't know what your resolutions are, if you even believe in them, but I know that we all have brokenness in our lives. And not to pat myself on the shoulder, but Scott and I went to the grocery store the other day, and I said, I'll be right back. He goes, where are you going? Because I had the money to pay for some stuff. And I said, I gotta go over here and talk. And what? Because I jabber all the time. He's sick of it. Don't hurt another person. Please. So he was checking the stuff out for me, and somewhere there, lady, very nice. I went, excuse me. Real soft. I went, excuse me. And she went, uh-huh. I went, who are you worried about? Is it your mom? No, my mom's good. I went, well, okay, I really feel like God wanted me to talk to you, but, you know, I'm just going to tell you that God loves you. And then I was going to walk off, and she went, wait. I went, okay, yes. And she goes, I have a cousin that's been in the hospital for over a year. And I said, well, then that's who God's told me that you were worried about someone. And to know that God loves you, he yields your prayers and expect a miracle. She was so gracious. She was so sweet. She went, thank you so much. I went, no problem. I just want to do, you know, I just want to do what God tells me. Even if it embarrasses some people. Or I'll leave them at the checkout stand. Anyway, so I felt really blessed. So we get out to the truck. And there's a lady beside me. She had a cut off, what's his name? Keith Urban. Keith Urban shirt on. Just, you know, throwing stuff in the truck. And I mean, all the stuff. And I went, please, no, I just want to get in the truck. Ah! Talk to her. Sure enough, she needed our prayers because her son was shot. I don't know what they would, but on a Saturday night, over cocaine. She's been sober for 35 years. And she said, I really do need prayer so bad. And I went, hey, you got it. You got it. Her name was Marcia. And like I said, there's so much stuff going on in the world around us. But you know what? If we have the love of Christ in us, we should be showing that love, especially in public. We should be humble and show that love. It says, love thy neighbor as thyself. I love everybody until they mess with me, you know, say something ugly, like my ex-husband says. You know, I didn't think I'd ever forgive him. But you have to forgive people that have done you wrong, okay? Said ugly things about you, tore you down, bullied you. You have to forgive all them. And if you say, well, I can't do it, well, you ask God to help you forgive them through his eyes. So God will forgive us. And these are learning steps. God never has us just sitting out there, just, oh, we'll try to figure it out and I'll talk to you later. God's always with us. He's always present. He's always with me. Let's all say that. He's always with me.
He's always with me.
He knows you. He loves you. Oh, but he wouldn't love you because it was New Year's and I went out and drank. Oh, God loves you. God loves you. So we need to accept one another. Do not put provisions on people in your life. Because people will what? Man will let you down, but God never will. Okay? Very short and simple, Pastor. But I would just like to encourage each of you to, not that I want his to be, That came out wrong, I guess, because Kathy's laughing. Anyway, Ms. Cataract over here laughing. I hope y'all have a blessed New Year's. Thank you for being faithful and coming to church, even when you don't want to sometimes. Thank you for that. I love y'all, and that's all that I needed to say, or I felt like God told me through there. Like I said, we don't know what anybody else is going through. You know, if someone snaps at you, looks at you the wrong way. I mean, I look at Pastor the wrong way all the time. He just doesn't know it. No. You know, we just got to realize that other people have issues and problems too. So if someone in here mistreats you in a way, you just go, you know what? I don't know what they're going through. Pray for them. So love and pray. That's my thing today. Oh, listen to what I say. Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm done.